Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Everyone for tuning in to Unmasked tonight. But we first got to thank our listeners, the ones in the United States, France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, the UK, Canada, Nigeria, Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Japan, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, India, Netherlands, Indonesia, Portugal, St. Vincent, and the Grenadine Islands. Thank y'all for listening each and every week, and we appreciate it here. Me and my co-hosts is Mark and Chris. And before I get to introduce my lovely guest, I got to let my co-hosts chime in. How y'all doing, brothers?
Hello.
Hi, greetings. Hello, Cameroon, Africa.
You always say that. Do you know somebody in Cameroon on your friend list?
I have friends there, okay? I do.
Oh, hey, Cameroon. I do, too. A guy named Obi. So how you doing, Obi? Anyway, without further ado, we want to talk about our guest tonight. Her name is Monique Chandler, and she's going to show you how to reconnect to your happy and live to your potential. And we can always learn that. But before I introduce her, I want to say hello to everybody who is sick and shut in. Thank you for tuning in. And I want to say hi to Monique, and we'll let Mark start, and then we'll go to... Hey, Monique.
Yeah. Monique, how you doing?
Hello, hello.
I love you. I love your voice. I love your enthusiasm right off the bat. I got to tell you.
It's Friday.
Okay, yeah, now I'm gonna hit you with probably the obvious question. What is happiness? Define it for me, for us, Monique.
Happiness for me is a way of life. Happiness for me stems from within, and it should be that way for everyone. But sometimes people just don't recall where they lost their happy. So I'm all about teaching them how to reach back and find their happiness.
Sounds good.
Wow, that sounds like the fountain of youth.
I don't know about that.
It's where you started before we started getting wrinkles. Where were you at when you didn't have wrinkles? That was when you was happy.
or stretch marks, Terry.
But yeah, baby, stretch marks. You set up. That could make you happy. But I just need you, Mark. Chris, baby, you want to ask our guest a question?
Hi, Monique. My name's Chris Michael Ward. My question is, I like that you always think happiness, because you know they say that you should turn a negative into a positive, and I'm a firm believer in that. But were you always happy, or did it come late to you in life?
Well, thank you so much, Chris, for asking that question. I will share with you, since the age of 10, and I'm much older than that now, as young as the age of 10, I was very creative. However, I was more so wanting to be alone and by myself doing fun things that I thought were fun, like writing in my journal and talking on the phone and basically meeting new people. And I wanted to spend a lot of alone time because I'm from such a large family, and I had so many cousins that were always in my space. So for me, finding my happy, I would have to say, really started at 10. And of course, as many others, I lost it along the way through life. And I had to reach back and, you know, find it again. And quite often, most of us have to do that. So yeah, that's, you know, what I have to share with you on that.
Okay, well, tell me how you found your happy.
Sure, great question, Terry. Thank you for asking. Finding my happy, and this is for Monique, I found my happy through traveling, through being able to reach out and connect with other people and do my very best with helping other people. And by helping other people, that required me to volunteer for various things, such as I would go to senior citizen homes and paint the ladies' nails. I would clip their toenails if they needed clipping, if they didn't have family members coming to visit them on a regular basis, I would go visit, I would spend time with them. And I learned so much wisdom from the elders, and they would tell me, whatever you do throughout your life, always travel, always be open to meeting other people, regardless to if they don't look like you, and just live your life to the fullest with no regret. If there is something you choose to do, do it. And if you don't have the money to do it, find the resources to help you.
That sounds good. And it sounds basically to me, to find you happy is to be there for someone else, step outside of your comfort zone. And because I found out that when you do stuff for other people and when you see them achieve something, it makes you feel good about yourself. But on that note, we're going to take a little small break, Monique, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Controversial. Real. Unparalleled. Author is Terry E. Lyle, has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked each and every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. Remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for He will not leave you nor forsake you.
Keep 'em, hold on tight, don't let go. It's especially if they special. It ain't about how you flex, always about the sex. If you can keep it 100, then boy, you'll keep my respect. I'll cook for you, clean for you, anything you need for you. Button down, starch, need for you. I ain't no sucker chick, I ain't picky, I just want what's best for me. I can't let nobody get the best of me.
Demetrius McKinney, easy. And I just want, Mark, you can ask our guest the question first because he did so much research on you, Monique. So I'm going to let him go for it because I have a question just from what he asked.
Monique, okay. Monique, I know more about you than you know about you, okay?
Oh, you go.
Right.
No, okay, the question I have is, you know, is happiness a place where you arrive, or is it a happiness, is it a destination through goal setting? And I know that in my own experience, you know, my happiness has been is very fleeting. It comes, it goes, it ebbs and sways, and it's not continuous all the time. So is yours continuous all the time?
Well, to be real honest with you, I appreciate you asking. I have always been a very happy person, and it stems from being a small town country girl with dreams larger than life. And I've always been that way. And my parents allowed me the opportunity to just be me as a middle child. So as an adult, of course, my happy has gone in so many different directions, you know, and to just, you know, take it close to home, I've always had to reconnect. And I find that through life and meeting other people and experiences and just life in general, there were things that just took me down, took me really way down. And it was up to me to understand that if I was down on my back and I could look up, I could get up. And all it was going to take is for me to take one step forward, left foot, right foot, forward, repeat.
Wow.
And in between all of that, you've got to breathe.
You said a mouthful. The part I like the best is what you said. If you can look up, you can get up. Oh, my God. That was so profound. I like that you said that.
That too.
Wow. Yeah, that was good. So, Mark, I'm going to switch this over to Chris real quick. Chris, you got a question, darling?
Yeah, I like what you said, because you said you got to breathe. So, and I'm a big meditator. So, are there any like meditations that you do, or do you just do like, you know, regular breathing?
Great question. Ooh, I love these questions. Yes.
Wait a minute, Monique. Wait a minute. I just got to jump in here. Chris, do you know, maybe this is me, and maybe not Monique, but when you said it, how do you breathe? Baby, it's two sets of breathing, you know, maybe three. Breathing happy, breathing pissed off, and breathing in the mood. So I was trying to figure out where you were trying to go with that.
No, what I say regular breathing, I just mean like, you know, regular just breathing. I don't mean for a certain reason.
Oh, okay, baby.
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry for the confusion.
That's good, man. Yeah. It made me laugh. I said, "Oh, this little nasty self," but okay.
I didn't mean, get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't take it that way because breathing is very, very important in the mornings for me. And what I like to do is when I first wake up at 5 in the morning, I like to just meditate.
Oh, yeah.
Just rest and meditate and think about what yesterday looked like, what last night was all about, and then how am I going to take what I learned from yesterday and push forward for today, especially if it wasn't a good day? What pieces am I going to take out of that day, that 24 hours, one hour, 24 times? What am I going to take out of that? And how am I going to apply today with what I learned yesterday? What am I going to do with that? And breathing makes so much sense. And each time I have an issue, I always think left foot, right foot, forward, breathe, and repeat that thing. Let's do this.
Yeah.
All right now. Well, let me ask you a question. Mark is right about your voice. You just got happiness in your voice. To me, it sounds like you would be great teaching little children because you're so encouraging with your tone. And people don't realize that your tone could affect how people receive what you're saying, because if the tone is harsh, they get, you know, a little, they back off and stuff. If the tone is happy, they get pulled in, and your tone sounds very happy, which I like. But like you said you're going to give us the basic steps that we need to know to live to our potential. So what are those basic steps?
Well, I'm going to answer that question, but I need to go back for a second because you mentioned my voice. I do want to let you guys know that last school year, 2017-2018, I taught fourth grade at Hydenwood Elementary in Newport News, Virginia, as a long-term sub after the first week of school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was absolutely incredible. The children was amazing. They were absolutely amazing. And I enjoyed that experience. The basic tools for reconnecting with your happy, you first have to sit down and understand very clearly where your happy was interrupted. Who took your happy? Who stripped it away from you? Who do you need to sit down with and let them know that you forgive them for hurting you? Who do you need to talk to? Only you know. You need to make that list, and you need to work that list. All those demons inside, all those things that are going on in your head that are taking up space, how are you going to deal with that first? Because in order to reconnect with your happy, you're going to have to go to the core, have those hard conversations that many are afraid to have or won't have, and die and never had the opportunity or never took the opportunity. deal with the past, and it will allow you the opportunity to reconnect with that happy that you've lost.
Well, I guess you're right about that, because everybody can say there was something in their life that created a barrier of trust and feeling loved and protected. You know, I don't want to get into details about my life and someone else's life, but everybody, there was something, you know, whether it was a bad marriage, maybe just growing up, you know, and didn't know how to get through puberty. Somebody hurt your feelings. But, you know, that's a good point, that if someone has hurt you and you feel like you can't get past that, you know, when you forgive a person, you ain't forgiving them for them. You're doing it for you, because you're holding in all that tension and all that hate. So you got to do it for yourself. So that's a good point. But we're going to take another quick break, Monique, and when we come back, we're going to let Mark and Chris ask their questions, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mark. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there this week. Yes. Oh, I forgot, but I will be there this week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own guy. But things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house?
Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh,
hush.
My girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Putting you out, because you was untrue, rolling her around in the car. for your text release. Standing in the front yard telling me how I'm such a fool. Talking about how I'll never ever find a man like you. Got me to say,
you must not know about me. You must not know about me.
I can have another you in a minute. Matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute, baby.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me.
Have another you by tomorrow. Don't you ever for a second get to thinking you're irreplaceable. Well, since I'm not sure everything, how about I'll be nothing, nothing at all to you. Maybe I won't shed a tear for you. I won't lose a wink of sleep, 'cause the truth of the matter is
Beyonce. I love that woman. She's doing a great job. But thank everybody for tuning back in with us and Monique. And Mark, you on the air, darling.
Yeah, Monique. You know, when you were describing your steps, you know, it just, it, you know, as a recovering alcoholic, I have to, it's so reminiscent of the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, which are you familiar with them?
Yes, I've heard quite a bit. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like, you know, identifying, purge, you know, making sure you're straight with the world and your past, bringing everything out to the table, and then finding your direction so that you can truly get rid of those roadblocks that have been blocking you all your life. So, yeah, and I'm completely in agreement with your steps. Wonderful. So my question is, Once you got the debris out of your life, then what do you focus on?
My next
the day-to-day, you know, just waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning and singing Mary Poppins and being happy.
Yeah. No. Well, no, it doesn't quite go that way. No. I love that, but no, that's not my reality.
No, I'm being facetious. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I start my day with daily meditation, and I also generally go for a walk. And it's more so a mental walk. If the weather is not good outside, I'll walk around in my home, and I may walk around inside for 20 minutes just to have that mental walk with myself. And I no longer run after 12 marathons and never suffering from any injuries. I decided I would give it up, so now I just strictly go for mental walk. And that tends to help me. And also in the evenings, to close out my day, I journal every night. I will let everybody know that 2018, I journaled the first day of the year, and I got sidetracked and didn't do any journaling. And I looked this morning, and I've journaled every day for the last 247 days straight.
Okay, well,
that,
let me ask you this question, Monique. So in your journal tonight, are you going to say that Unmasked Radio Show with Chris and Mark and Terry was my last radio show of the 2018 year?
Absolutely. I'm going to let the world
know.
And you're leaving on a high note. You're leaving the year end on a high note, right? Right,
that's
Monique?
Right, with my new friend.
That's your heart. Well, Chris, you got a question for us?
Oh, yeah. Well, my question is, when you journal, is it like a private journal, or do you share it with your family?
Actually, I don't share my journal. I actually write. It's just for me. It's my private journal, and I have a happy journal. I have a crying journal because I schedule my cries, and I generally cry once or twice a month. But I set out time to cry. And with that crying journal, I'll sit it down, and I'll start reading, and I'll start boo-hooing. And it may be funny to some, but it's quite refreshing to me. But as you were asking the question, I do not share my journals with anyone.
Yeah, well, I kind of blame you. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
When I said, you probably knew what I meant, but what I meant was reading it to people. But that's good. You don't read it to people.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I heard some people sometimes they take their memoirs and their journals and they create books out of them. But like you,
Yes. You
said you had a book that twice a month is your crying book. So suppose you've been happy the whole month, everything working good on the job front, on the home front, and the family members, everything is good, and you don't have to cry. Do you cry because you want to cleanse your body? Because I know that when I cry, not that it's scheduled, but when I do cry, for whatever reason, I feel calm. I feel like, okay, now the cry is out. I can focus on what I need to do to make me feel better from this point on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll give you an example. This year between family and friends and associates, I have lost 47 folks out of my life passed on. They've transitioned on 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And
when
you're having to be that strong face for so many others,
mm-hmm.
for me, it's difficult to cry. It's difficult to grieve. And that's something that I have to do alone. And
exactly.
It does cleanse me when I'm able to do it. But I don't have to be around a ton of people. I'm okay being in my own space and being able to think my thoughts through, read my journal, cry, and boo-hoo. It's okay. It's going to be all right, but that's something that I have to do. And now my crying journal this year has been talking about the folks that I've lost and what they meant to me, the impact that they've made on my life and how I met them and what I'm going to do to keep their name going in society. So all of that is in this crying journal. So it's okay to let it out, and it's refreshing. It cleanses me. It cleanses my mind.
Yeah, and that's how it is for me, too. You know, don't anybody really want to cry, but when I do cry, I do feel relieved. Like, you know, I got some of the poison out, you know, because to me it's like when you cry, it's like a pot that's boiling, and it's come to a boil, and the top one starts to, you know, rumble on top of boiling water, and you just got to get it off of you. So I really appreciate that. So I see that Mark got a question for you, darling.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at a beautiful post that you did on your Facebook page, and you write, this is from Dallas, you were in Dallas, Texas, apparently, earlier this month, and you said, just for today, clear your list. Remove all of the what-ifs and just breathe. If you insist on worrying, schedule a time to worry. Give yourself 15 minutes and then let it go and enjoy the day. We all know that there are no guarantees in life, and we deal with life one day at a time and sometimes a minute at a time, and I really like that.
Mm-hmm. And it's so true. Sometimes, you know, those days are extremely tough, and all you can do is get up, left foot, right foot, forward, breathe, and repeat, mm-hmm. 1 minute at a time. And for me, this week, this entire week, has been 1 minute at a time because I've lost two relatives this week.
Oh,
so
my
it's
God.
Been 1 minute, 1 minute at a time for me. And earlier I mentioned sometimes it's 1 hour 24 times because we only have 24 hours in a day. But for me, this entire week has been 1 minute. 1 minute.
Well, I tell you what, Monique, you strong, strong woman, stronger than me, because if I lost two loved ones this week and the week ain't even over yet and you had the time to sit here and chat with us, I applaud you. And my, on behalf of the Unmasked crew here, we give our condolences because, oh, my Lord, I thank you for hanging out with us.
Yes.
You know, my goodness, you strong.
Thank you.
You really look like you're happy. Because right now I'll be connected to my sad, but not to make light of that, but oof, I'm going to let Chris ask this
question. No, but Terry, you're a strong woman. Terry, you're a strong woman too, and you would find a way to get through it, so come on.
My friend like you, Mark, because what people don't understand is sometimes when I just got a lot on my plate, I call Mark, and Mark is a great listening ear. You know, every now and then I will talk to Chris about it, but I don't want to wear him down with all his adult stuff because he's my baby on the show, and I want him to stay happy. Because if he deal with my problems, he'd be all miserable. So, oh, God, don't call me.
I don't think he will fall apart either.
Right, yeah. You know, and we really have to understand that, like, for me tonight, this is not about me. This is about helping others. That's what this is about. This is about how many others can I help reconnect with their happy. This is not about me. And isn't that what life is all about? How many people can we help along our journey through our gifts and talents? And for whatever reason, if
it's about
we can't help them,
not the things that
we don't want to hurt them.
Yep. So, Chris, go ahead and ask the question, darling, because I had to take a little small break and come back. So, Chris, come on, baby. Do your thing.
All right. Well, my question is, what helps you stay happy? If you watch comedies, what comedies do you like to watch?
Well, actually, I don't have a television.
What? Are you living in a cave? Why are you living that? Mona, you living in a cave, baby.
I don't have a television. I don't have time for a television.
Oh, wow.
Not at all. I can watch the news on my laptop. I have a lot of things going on. I volunteer. I'm working all over the country. I'm helping others reconnect with their happy. I'm doing radio interviews. I'm out and about traveling. I'm doing a whole lot. Who has time to sit down and watch television?
And you're saving on a cable bill, too, because my cable bill is outrageous. But anyway, we're going to play a little Christmas song for the holiday, and then we're going to come right back, and then we're going to let you, Monique, tell everybody how to get a hold of you. So stay with us. We'll be back in about 5 minutes.
I
By the late Luther Vandross, Every Year, Every Christmas. Welcome back, and we're going to have our guest, Monique Chandler, tell us how to get her book and how much it costs and how to connect with her. And y'all can forget, you know, try to be her friend because she is booked up. She got 5,000 just like me. Woo, woo, if you ain't my friend, you're not going to be.
<I'm taxable.
laughs>
Well, you're welcome, and I invite all of you to visit Reconnecting with Your Happy on Facebook and like the page, Reconnecting with Your Happy. Go ahead on Facebook and like the page. The book, Reconnecting with Your Happy, is only $15. You can purchase it from Amazon.com, Kindle for $2.99, CreateSpace.com, and coming soon, January 1st, 2019, at ReconnectingWithYourHappy.com.
All right, now.
You can reach me at info@ReconnectingWithYourHappy.com.
So before we go, I just want to say I want to wish everybody a safe holiday this upcoming Tuesday. If you still got some last-minute shopping to do, make sure if you're out there shopping at night, look in your back seat before you get in. Don't be a victim of a crime because people, they wait for holidays when you're distracted to try to take advantage of a situation. So don't become a victim. And I want to start with Chris, and he's going to give out his Christmas wishes, and then we're going to go to Mark, and then our special guest, Monique. So, Chris, give out your Christmas wish, darling.
Okay, well, my Christmas wish is that people are not so PC, which means political correctness. You know, they can take a joke, you know, and whatnot. So many comedians are getting attacked for that, you know, because people are so sensitive. And also that people stop littering, because that drives me nuts. And that also, my Christmas wish is that we, here at Unmasked, the show itself, me, Terry, and Mark, and the show itself, we get maybe picked up for a syndication deal.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about.
That's
and
a good one.
I'm working on that in the background. He just don't know. But anyway, good one, Chris. Go ahead, Mark.
You know, I wish we're talking about getting rid of old clutter and old baggage. I wish that there are certain members of my family that I'm not happy with because I feel like they've kind of like abandoned me or don't pay enough attention to me and, you know, on whatever format. And I want to be able to, to get over that maybe by talking to them or something or just letting them go. You know, there's sometimes you just have to let people go, even if it's members of your family, even if it's your father, even if it's your brother, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to. So I just pray that I'm able to do that in the coming year and get rid of all that baggage that weighs heavily on my mind.
All right, now, I'm going to let our special guest, Monique, give her holiday wishes, and then I'll do mine, and then we'll take this thing home.
Okay.
All of us need to create our own circle of influence, whether it's friends or family members. Everybody doesn't deserve to be sitting on the front row of your life, and that also includes family and friends. So you create the people that influence, encourage, and make you happy. Create your own circle, whatever that looks like. You create it, and understand that sometimes we have to just let it go. All of us are strong-willed. Many of us are forgotten because everybody thinks that we're all right because we're strong. Check on all your strong friends during this holiday season and have a safe and happy holiday.
Amen. And my wish this holiday season for everyone who's listening to my voice is that, you know, look inside yourself. None of us is perfect. If there's something about you that you can change, you know, that's going to make it better when you interact with other people. You know, a lot of people don't see their shortcomings. If you're a person who, when someone talks to you, your voice is way up there, instead of being the same tone that someone is talking to you. If you're a person who don't know how to listen, you got to over-talk people. If you're a person that got to be about me. You know, the thing is, if it's a person that you're sitting there pointing fingers and blaming everybody for this and that, first learn to forgive and then move on. You're never going to forget, but forgive, because like I said before, forgiveness is about yourself. And my holiday wish for myself is that this year, 2018, and going into 2019, I'm going to try to be a better me, you know, because I know what I need to work on. Nobody need to tell me. I'm trying to be a better person. And being a better person, that means that I got to be slow to anger. I got to be a good listener. I got to step out on faith and try to help somebody. you know, and just be good, you know. Try to not be selfish, just be good, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, my goal is reconnecting to a better person, because we all can stand to be better people and build better relationships, because I'm trying to get to heaven, and I want y'all to come along with me. But if you ain't trying to go, don't weigh me down, but I'm trying to get there, and I know that road is narrow, but I want to say happy Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody listening, and we're taking this home. Thank you, Monique. See you again, darling.
Thank you, Monique.
Thank you, darling. Thank you around the world. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. God is good.
Keep on making buying special gifts, taking time to be kind to one and all. It's that time of year when good friends are dear, and you wish you could get more than just presents from a store. Why don't you get love on Christmas Day? Even the man who has everything would be so happy if you would bring him love on Christmas Day. Every time and every season, thank you. Needs love from someone that's as much as you.